Well, welcome to the youth message for the Bethel United Methodist Church. It's a message that is geared to young people, and guess what? We are all young at heart. And sometimes we just need to look at the Bible and Scripture stories from a childlike perspective. Because Jesus said, "Come unto me, all the little children." So, here we are. Now, I know that we all say, well, you know, Jesus is God manifested in the flesh, and he experienced everything that we experience in this life. That's what makes him so wonderful to follow. But did you know that Jesus can also cook? We don't think about Jesus standing behind a stove or a fire cooking, but he did. Now, I got to remember that we all know, well, this is two Sundays after Jesus was resurrected. And I want to tell you a story when it happened. One day, Jesus was visiting his disciples after he was risen from the dead. And I think most of us can relate that, you know, they missed Jesus very much and they were lonely. And he went to see what they were doing. And he stood on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, and he was watching them. And they were fishing. And he said, "Did you catch anything?" "No." He said, "Hey, guys, throw the net over on the right side of the boat." And they did, and they got more fish than they could possibly imagine. So they pulled it in. And then somebody said, "Hey, that was Jesus standing on the beach that told us to go ahead and cast our nets the other way." And they caught more fish than the net could hold. Now, Peter, he knew by now that this man standing on the beach was Jesus. So what did he do? He jumped in the water and he swam ashore. And the others followed him in the boat. And when they got there, they saw Jesus had already started a fire with some charcoal, and he had some bread, and he was frying fish. And he said to them, "Hey, guys, bring their fish over here." Now, can you imagine how glad they were not only to see Jesus, but they were thrilled to see that he had already cooked breakfast for them and telling stories of how they spent time together. And they were glad that they knew more about Jesus. Not only was he God in the flesh, he come back like he said he would. He was raised from the dead, and he even loved them so much that he cooked them breakfast. Now, I think that the disciples who had spent so much time with him on earth, I think one of the best things that ever happened to them, that Jesus cooked them breakfast. So just remember, when next time that you're cooking or have mom or dad or somebody cook fish, just remember that Jesus also cooked breakfast for his disciples. And they shared bread and fish together. So I hope you remember that Jesus is all things, because he is all. He even cooks fish for us. Amen.